Hi everybody on Audio Boom Land. This boo is basically in response to many other boos that I've heard over the last day and a half or so. Pretty much going on 24 hours, no, 48 hours, about an hour. Anyhow, so I've been hearing about this new policy, and from what I understand, it's basically about signing in to listen to audio and people leaving because of that. Okay, if that's all there is to this policy, now, anybody can correct me, anybody can direct message me and tell me, you know what, that's not it, there's more, blah blah blah, I've tried looking for this policy, I don't see anything about it. But nevertheless, I'm not leaving because I have to sign in. I think that's ridiculously stupid. That's like saying I'm going to stop using my email account because I have to sign into it. Or I'm going to stop using my Skype account because I have to sign into it. Or any other related thing, or Twitter, or what have you. That's stupid. I mean, what's the point of having the account if you're not going to use it? Anyway, I do agree in some sense that the community aspect of Audio Boom, such as people who are leaving, or, I'm sorry, people who, you know, the people who are the creators of Audio Boom, I do agree that they're kind of, like, putting us, the people who, in my opinion, from what I understand, are the original users of this app, before all this mainstream stuff came in, this radio and all that stuff. Not that it's not great to listen to, but, you know, to know that we still have a voice, and to know that we still, as a community, can talk amongst ourselves, and to be featured within, you know, the greater Audio Boo sphere, if you will? I don't know. But you get the idea. My point is that I don't think that we should be leaving because of the fact that this policy's in place. It's not that bad. At least they're not saying, oh, you know, we're not able to record anymore or whatever, and they're not giving us a chance to give their stuff back or whatever, or give us a chance to get what we have already. But you get the idea. And it's not just about blind people using it. Yeah, blind people use it, so sighted people use it, other people with disabilities use it. It's not the point. The point is about community and keeping community alive. And this is kind of interesting because I'm not one to really be a part of a big community. Like, for example, one of the things I always say to friends and other people, and some of you hear this, some of you don't, may not have heard me say this, I am one who's in a community within community. I'm within communities within communities. So within the people that I know, the circles that I have, I'm known in different communities, but I'm not immersed in them. I'm not so part of one thing that it's a part of every thing that I am as a person, and I don't represent any of those communities. I'm just a part of those communities. And, for me to say something like this is different, I will say, but I'm not leaving this community because I've made some great friends here. I've made connections with people that I thought I would never make. I mean, I'm talking to people from all over, and it's wonderful because I don't know too many apps that you can, you know, record and send messages and have a discussion that is open, and you get all kinds of cultures, all walks of life, all different backgrounds. I mean, yeah, you can post a tweet and things like that, but there's nothing like this audio boom community. And I don't think people should be leaving it. I think people should be discussing and posting and doing other things. And yeah, I've probably taken like a mini vacation from this whole thing because I've been really busy. But that doesn't mean I'm not a part of this community, because whether you've posted 3 or you've posted 3,000, you're still a part of this community nonetheless. In my opinion, anyway. Let me see how much time I've got before I continue rambling on. Well, my final thoughts on this whole thing is, and this is also going to go in reference to the Audioboo team and to everyone else who's listening, I would hope that you, as the Audioboo team, I would think you guys would give us a chance to speak and be featured. Because if I recall, now keep in mind I haven't been on Audioboo as long as some of you, but so you can correct me. But were we not, like, weren't some people featured on the featured content of this app? And if so, why can't we have that? Why do we have to be put to the side? That's my question. Why are we having to, you know, basically be put on the back burner because, you know, you want to change things up and put radio content out there? Not that it's bad, but we would, you know, I think other people might disagree, I don't know, that we all should have a voice, even if it's a small one, even if we're featured once a week or something, at least we're being featured. Anyway, those are my thoughts. I'm sorry that they're so rambly. Sometimes when I have a lot to say, I tend to ramble, so I try to get it all out in one nice, you know, thing, that piece that makes sense, but it might not always make sense, but it's still my own thoughts. Anyhow, thanks for listening. Many blessings, everyone, and I'll talk to you guys soon.